April 18th, 2007, Kuala Lumpur, whole class.
Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Ramne Gaurakti Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Itadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Padabhaktaya Tavai Vasya Tavai Vasya by millions of tandavas in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru Bhaktavya Nektalila Pravishwam Vishnu Pad Sishu Bhakti Pradhyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Sikha Guru Sishima Bhakti Deitam Swami Maharaj. Yesterday we explained what is Uttama Bhakti. By all our senses, the activities of all senses, tongue, body, mind, above that, bhav, cultivation without breaking, like any, in the guidance of pure Vaishnava or qualified guru. If we are serving Krishna, to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, then it will be bhakti. And if it is added to things, anyabhilashita sunya, any other desire than serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna, they should be given up. And not controlled, covered by karma or kriya. And then it will be Uttama Bhakti. We have explained very well all these things. So try to follow this Uttama Bhakti. This bhakti extends from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi up to Mahabhav, Modan, Mohan and Madan Bhav, Lord, of Srimati Vyadika. So we see that Dhruva Maharaj, he had bhakti, but not, it is not counted in bhakti. Srila Sanatana Goswami has told, we should know that there are five kinds of bhakta. Jnani bhakta, Shuddha bhakta, Premi bhakta, Prempar bhakta, Prematur bhakta. First, Jnani Bhakta. Jnani Bhakta and Jnani Nirvishesh Jnani are different. Those who don't accept any form, any quality, and they don't think any difference in Jiva and Brahma, They are Nirvishesh Vadi, Advait Vadi. And those who think the Supreme Lord is everywhere and whole world, all the living entity in Supreme Godhead. And he sees that my worshipable is in them and in my worshipable, or they are all in them. This comes in the life of Prahlad Maharaj. He everywhere saw Krishna, and in Krishna all living entity he saw. And you know Prahlad Charitra. First, in a short Prahlad Charitra. I think it will be better for devotees to read it 108 times and follow the character of Prahlad Maharaj. In boyhood, when he was in the womb of his mother, how Narad great Maharshi Narad gave him all the Vedanta, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabhagavat, Bhagavat, and other things, Gita, everything. So from his boyhood he was bhakta. His father was a great personality. He was a Maha demon, big demon. He has a room from Brahma in day, in night, in Akash,
sky,
in earth, in Patal, anywhere, anyone created by Brahma should not be. Any animal, any bird, any human being, they should not die. Thus he was like immortal. And he took the position of Nandankanan Indrapuri, the palace of Indra, everything. And demigods, what? They run away from there. And thus he was cutting old trees in which fruits, those cows, those were giving milk and curtain, ghee, by which Havan was done. And Vedic Brahman who used to do yajna and sacrifice, he stopped. And thus he was doing nonsense things in this world. There became a distinction between father and son. Son, very high class of bhakta, he always chanting, remembering, shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaran, all, navdha bhakti. And father was totally against. He wanted to stop. But Prahlad Maharaj never stopped. Seeing this, he wanted to kill that boy, that in our chandan bans. Or this, Prahlad is like Kutha.
Yes.
So I should finish him, but he could not. And we have told the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Here, no? In way we can tell you should do. Naisha Matistavat Gurumkaram. These three slopes.
ज्ञानतिमिदान्धस्वजनाञ्जनसलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय हंबल ऑबिसेंसेस माय परमाराध्य गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर सदशिष्य मधुभक्ति वेदांत शिल वामन गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ओम विष्णुपाद परिराजक आचार्य वर्ज अष्टोत्तर सदस्य मधुभक्ति वेदांत शिल नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज। आफ्टर दैट माई पे माई ऑबिसेंसेस माई स्पिरिचुअल ग्रैंड सायर नित्य लीला प्रश्न विष्णुपाद शिल भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड नित्य लीला प्रश्न विष्णुपाद शिल भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज। I pay my obeisances to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis according to the gradation headed by the Sannyasis. So the Gurudev ordered me to discuss about teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, specially Naisang Mati Stavat Uruk Kramanghi Prasatpanar Thapakamo Yadartha Mayasang Padarajo Visekam Niskin Charanam Navridita Javar. When Prahlad Maharaj was replying to his father, he quoted this slope, how our intelligence and propensity will attach towards Krishna's lotus feet. So Prahlad Maharaj taught us for the whole world, not for his father only. Noisan Moti Stavat Urukramangri. Urukramangri means one name of Bhagavan is Urukram. When Bhagavan took arms for Bali Maharaj and took everything in three steps, all the planetary system, after that he controlled Bali Maharaj even. So at that time his feet was so big, so it's called Urukram. So Noisang Moti Stavat Urukramangri Prisatta Anarthapagamu Yadartha. Whoever takes shelter of Bhagavan, his anartha will go away. But we could not do directly to Bhagavan. We have to surrender ourselves, the lotus feet of Ashraya Bhagavan. Who is bona fide Gurudev? They call Ashraya Bhagavan. Like Bhagavan has six qualities: Aisarjasya, Viryasya, Samagrasya, Aisarjasya, Yasasya, Gyano, Vairagyasya, Sananmo, Itingana. In the same way, Ashraya Bhagavan, they have also six qualities. Because it's mentioned in scriptures, Krishna Bhakte, Krishna Gun, Sakali Sanchare. So all the qualities of Krishna infused in his bona fide devotee. So if Krishna has these six qualities, what is our six qualities of Ashraya Bhagavan? Vyakti Vidyam Abhidyamscha Bhutanam Gatim Gatim Utpatti Pralascha Vasavachyo Bhagavan Iti. This is the definition of Ashraya Bhagavan. Puno Vidya, Vidya means Savidyatan Matiri Jaya. By whom our intelligence will attach towards Bhagavan, who knows, is Ashraya Bhagavan is Vidya. Avidya, to forget Krishna Avidya. Bhutanam agatim gatim. How some living entity can get good destination and bad destination? Utpatti pralayas chaiva. How bhakti will manifest in our heart and how bhakti will demolish from our heart? Who knows very well is Ashraya Bhagavan, Savachyo Bhagavan iti. So whoever meditated upon Bhagavan, his anartha will go away. Noisang motistavadu prisatta anartha vajata mayasang padarajavishekam niskin charanangna vrinita javad. We have to take shelter of Mahat, Mahiyasang Padarajobi Sekam. If someone wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, for them, Srila Kaviraj Goswami has told us, Bhakta Pada Dhuliyar, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Sreshtin Sadhaner Bal. Eitin Seva Haite Krishna Prema Hai, Puna Puna Sarva Sastre Kukaliyakai. Bhakta Pada Dhuliyar, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Sreshtin Sadhaner Bal. If someone wants to be very strong in sadhan bhajan, in Krishna consciousness, what to do? Very easy method. What is that? Kaviraj Goswami instruct us that bhakta pada dhuli have to take feet dust of devotee, but not by force. Have to serve such a way, his heart bound to melt. And bhakta pada jal, the feet bar water of bona fide devotee. Moreover, bhakta bhukta sestin sadhane bal. Remnant of devotees. Remnant two types. One is Harikatha touched by his lotus lips. Another Mahaprasad, which is left over after his serving Mahaprasad. If someone serves with great faith, then none can check him to advance in Krishna consciousness. we have seen for Dhruva Maharaj, we have seen for Narad Rishi, our previous Acharya, when he was in Dasiputra, then some saintly person came in that village and he took order from them and served their Mahaprasad, and how big person he became. Nowadays he is moving all and everywhere, universes and all Vaikuntha planets and even Braj also. So it is so powerful. So if somebody will take shelter of Mahiyasa, means bona fide devotee, then all honor will go away. So Prahlad Maharaj instructs this for us. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, you have to do that. Moreover, he quote another slok, Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu, dura seyaje vairartha manina, andha jatham gaipanya mana, te pi sapandra murudhamni vadha. He is giving an example. If someone following a blind person, being a blind, what will be the result? A blind means who cannot see by eyes. And if someone follow another blind, what will be the result? What will be the destiny? Both of them will go to ditch. Same way, if Guru Sandamarka, they don't know at all about Krishna consciousness. And first time that Hiranyakashipu chastised them, they are teaching them economy, political science, etc. They are teaching them to Prahlad Maharaj and all demonic boys that money is money, sweeter than honey and brighter than sunshine. If you have money, if you have not money, then your life will be funny, you will be canny. This is the teachings in Sandhamarka. So they are telling by this, they are blind. If someone follow them blindly, both of them going to hell without any hell. So Prahlad Maharaj told to his father, they could not taught me, they don't know at all how they can teach me all these things. It's not possible for them to teach me. Which another slok? Motir, then he told, that how your mind fixed with your God. Then he told, Motir na krishne parato satova, mitho vi paddet griha vatanam, atanta govi visatanta misram, punah punas charvita charvananam. Motirna krishne parato satova. Your propensity will not attach towards Krishna lotus feet by others, by yourself. For also, mithami paddet griha vatanam. Who thought their ultimate goal is their house? If devotee, household are two types, one is called Grihamedhi, another Grihastha. Grihastha means being in house, your center is Krishna bhajan, your wife and kids, they are servant and maid servant of Krishna. Keeping this idea, if you maintain your life with any business or job, then you are Grihastha bhakta. And whoever only keeping their wife center and thought that this is my for enjoyment, nothing else, and you are not doing any bhajan, not honoring Hari Guru Vaishnava, then you are Griha Medhi. Medhi means a pole. So if your only self-enjoyment is pole, then you are Griha Medhi. So Motirna Krishna Parato Satova Mitha Vipadyat Griha Vatanam. Only their bhav is to self-enjoyment. Adanta Govir Visatam Tamishram. Adanta Govir means if you are not controlled by, you are not control your mind or senses, then you are Adanta Govi. So whoever taken shelter of bona fide Gurudev, for them it's very easy to do all these things. In last, in Harmonies, one article is there, how to control your mind, it mentioned how to meditate upon Krishna's lotus feet. There are so many symbols. What symbol for what purpose is mentioned clearly. If you read Harmonies, which published in last Kartik, then you can get one clear conception. Atanta govir visatam tamishram punah punas charvita charvananam. In household life, who is not doing bhajan, we not done bhajan Krishna at all. What they are doing? They are chewing the chewing, who is chewed by their forefather, their father, grandfather, great-grandfather. They are being in this world, enjoying this world, and dying, you are doing same. Is not good for you. Likewise, Guru is to give one example. Like they say, there are so many street dogs. Somehow, there one dog have gated dry bone. He thought, oh, today my day is successful. He took this dry bone and chewing, and due to dry bone there is no flesh, no blood, so he got cut, injured in his gum, and some blood is coming, and he thinks, oh, very salty taste. He does not know at all that he is getting his own blood. Seeing this, few other dogs chase upon that dog. So that dog ran as fast as possible to hold in this bone. What can he do? All others jumped on him. Then he give it up and go somewhere else, and from little far distance keep this tail inside his hind leg and looking towards other dogs. So whoever getting that bone, other dog chasing him. So this is the material world. Puna puna charvita charvananam. If you follow that policy, you have to suffer. So our best policy is to surrender ourselves the lotus of bona fide Gurudev and do bhajan of Bhagavan, then life will be successful. Srila Prahlad told later on, what is the process to do bhajan? When the demonic boy asked Prahlad, then he told, Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta Sarvalabhar Panena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishtarara Dhanena Cha. Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta, you have to serve Gurudev with full faith. And which you have possessed, you have to offer everything to Gurudev. What to say about this material oil? Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor orpinu tuapade nanda kisor. Devotee is telling to Krishna, O Nanda Kishore, which I possess, my mind, because you could not do anything without your mind. If you walk, your mind is not there, you may fall down. And we have our body and living house. But what is belongs to me, I offer everything to you. Why? If you do so, then I have no responsibility, my all responsibility on you. So Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta, I have to offer everything to Gurudev. Moreover, Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam, have to be always in good association. And if you do bhajan, then your life will be successful. You can advance in Krishna consciousness. No other way. I have to follow this policy by Prahlad Maharaj, then you can advance Krishna consciousness. And after that, what kind of another bhaktas, how we can advance in Krishna consciousness, step by step, we will listen from Gurudev Lotus Leaf. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpata rubhasya kripa sindhu bhaye vacha patitanam pavanibho gusmane.
Hiranyakashipu, after that, became very angry. He wanted to kill him in so many various ways, but he could not. Again, Shandamakta Guru asked that my father is now outside, he will come and he will rectify this boy, don't worry. And then he took him and then he told that one day two gurus went outside keeping Prahlad Maharaj like monitor, and when they gone out, all boys wanted to play. But Prahlad Maharaj told, today you should listen me, don't play. Another day you can play plenty, but today you should hear. Kumar acharet pragyo. Those who are intelligent from beginning of their life, from their
childhood,
they should try to do bhajan, chanting, hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna, remembering and other things. The demon boy told, when we will be old then you cannot do anything. You cannot see a state even. And death is, when it will come, no certainty. It may be tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 100 years, you will die, but no certainty. So from beginning of your life, then how our maintenance will go? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, Natat Prayaso Jat Ayubaya Param Natatha Bintate Kshemam Mukunda Charanam. If sorrow and suffering coming without any invitation. Oh, happiness must come without doing, because it is prarabdha karma. What we have done in past life, oh, as a fruit, they are bound to come. So don't waste your time. If our age is 100 years, 20 years goes, 50 years goes in sleeping, day and night. And in day also, from childhood up to 20 years, we are trying to be expert so that we can collect so much money and be happy. And from 80 years to 100 years, oh, too old, they cannot do anything, no memory,
useless.
Nothing, useless. Now 10 years remaining, in 10 years, marrying, making house, car, and TV, so many things, computer. Then giving birth to children, supporting and nourishing children. When you will do bhajan, again you will have to come in this circle of birth and death. So you should know that I am Guru. Guru is my swarup. Sakshat Hari Pena, not Hari, but he is very near and dear to Krishna. So knowing this, you should surrender to Gurudev and give him all your what? Sarva labhar pranayacha. What you have, give. And then you should serve Krishna. In this way your life will be successful. Then Prahlad Maharaj told that, oh, repeat us and do kirtan. And then Prahlad Maharaj began to sing and they also began to follow. But Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna, Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, Kishore Krishna, Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna, kirtan, was so louder that it went everywhere. And hearing the sound, and from any his God, Hiranyakashipu knew that all boys are going to be spoiled. At once he took his sword and club, and he came. Oh, you have no fear? Why fear? Who is saving and who is your bulk?
Strength.
Strength. Oh, who is a strength of yours? Same. Where he is? Everywhere. Everywhere I am not seeing. Oh, I am seeing. Is in this pillar? Oh, yes, he is in pillar. And then he with his dick, and that pillar was smashed. And big sound, how? How big sound came? Oh, why not him? Ready
always? Why?
Going to. What going? Bala is not going anything. Lion and lower part like man. Oh, so many thousands of arms, so many astra,
weapons.
And he catch hold of Hiranyakashipu. It was not day or night, it was evening. Not in sky, not in earth, on his lap, not outside, not inside, on the door. So, not by any people, only by males. And not created by Brahma, he was not created. He is created of Brahman, Shankara and all. And in a second he, what? Finished and took his and he became very furious, and flame from his head coming, jata. Then all fear. Brahma told to Shankar, please go, you are very near and dear to Krishna, so you should pacify. Oh, I cannot go today. And then Lakshmi was told, she told that, now I cannot go, I am fearing. Then they asked Prahlad, and Prahlad, running, he went there. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of Nrisimhadev. And then Nrisimhadev, all anger and everything was subsided. And he took Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and told, I want to give you some benediction. Please ask. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj, I am not a businessman, that I want anything for your bhakti. If anything, to desire to take anything, you should rectify that. Then he told, even something you should want. Then he told, my father should be happy, he should be liberated, because he has done apraad to you and your bhakti me. Oh, he is liberated. Your 21 generation are liberated, because you are son Uttam Mahabhagavata. And they will be, who will be Madhyam Adhikari? They will be liberated.
14.
And those who are simply Kanishtha Vaishnava Adhikari. If any son like Kanishtha, then his seventh generation will be liberated. Thus Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta. But by tongue, by hand, by mind, how he served Krishna? Who is he? Worshipable form. Nisinga came, and in a moment he
disappeared.
And what service? He is Parabrahma, has no appetite, no thirst. He cannot give all these things. He is not tired that he will message. He is self-satisfied Atmaram of Atmaram. He needs nothing. So Prahlad Maharaj only doing Sravan Kirtan, nothing else. So Shuddha Bhakta Ambarish is more superior than him. Though Ambarish Maharaj is not perfect, that is Siddha, and Prahlad Maharaj is Siddha, but even how he is superior, you can tell. In brief, very brief.
Om Jnana Kumirani Vasya Jnanam Pranashavataya Chakshurvam Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Purushan Namaha. So Srila Gurudev, he is now bringing us to understand the second category of the five progressive categories of bhaktas, one each higher than the other. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj, as Srila Gurudev told, he is considered a Jnani Bhakta because he has Aishwarya Jnana. That means he fully comprehends the great, unlimited, infinite opulences of the Supreme Lord, his worshipable Lord, Narayan. He sees him everywhere within everything. So, as Gurudev said, he is Siddha. He is a perfected soul. The Supreme Lord himself appeared to rescue him. And he always has it, he has his darshan in this way. But actually, Prahlad Maharaj, he cannot engage himself directly, all of his senses, his mind, in serving his Ishtadeva. Because he feels that his Ishtadeva, he is the Ananta, unlimited. He has no birth, he has no death. He is infinite. He has no needs to fulfill. He never becomes hungry. So, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj cannot feel the desire to engage his senses in directly in his service. But rather, he appreciates his supreme worshipable deity. So, a little bit higher gradation, Srila Gurudev is bringing us to the history that is narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, of Maharaj Ambarish. So Ambarish Maharaj is called a Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee. And Ambarish Maharaj was actually, he was the emperor of the entire world. So Ambarish Maharaj's capital, where he had his kingdom, was actually in the sacred place of Brajamandala. And Mathura, Puri, the great city of Mathura, that place was his place where he did his sadhan bhajan. Although he was a king, he was an emperor. He had many, many servants. He had many infantry, very powerful personality, but he was a pure devotee. Therefore, Amrish Maharaj, he always wanted to engage his own senses, his own mind, intelligence, everything in serving Krishna. So he did not employ others to do that. He himself was fully engaged. Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayor Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanuvarnane. Always he was hearing the supreme glories of the Lord and speaking, chanting the glories of the Lord. In his mind, he was constantly thinking of Krishna, his worshipable Lord. With his hands, he utilized his hands in doing so many services, in cleansing the temple of the Lord himself. He did not engage others, pay others to do this service. He himself cleansed the Lord's temple. With his eyes, he was always taking darshan of the beautiful deity forms of the Lord. He was always smelling with his nose the beautiful fragrance of the flowers and tulsi leaves offered to the Supreme Lord. And always his tongue was engaged. All of his senses were engaged. Even his legs and arms, his legs were utilized for going to the holy places, doing parikrama like this. And all of his desires, they were completely linked with the desires of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, Maharaj Amrish was a Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee. He perfectly fits this description that Srila Gurudev has taught us, Anyavi Lashita Shunyam. No other desires whatsoever except to give happiness to Krishna. So Amrish Maharaj, he was taking upon himself a vow to follow Ekadasi Vrat. So this Ekadasi Vrat he wanted to perform for one entire year, and he had his Brahmins and advisors who were also directing him, and he and his queen, they were both performing this vrat very carefully, doing nirjal ekadasi, not taking even any water to drink on the entire period of ekadasi titi. So on the final day, after 1 year of following very, very strictly, Amrish Maharaj had gone to bathe in the Jamuna River, and now with all of his servants and Brahmins, now they were getting ready for him to do the ceremony of breaking the Ekadasi Vrat by taking something to eat. So at that time, Amrish Maharaj was just about ready, and the moment was coming, because Haran means that you have to break this Ekadasi Vrat by a certain time. If it goes past that time, then all the benefits that you will derive from your vrat, it will be lost. So here, Amrish Maharaj had taken this 1 year vow, and now it was going to be that very specific time. So now, suddenly, at that place, came a very powerful rishi, Durvasa. Durvasa Rishi, he was a Brahmagyani, very powerful. He had very great mystic powers also. And everyone was also fearful of him, because he could be easily angered. So Durvasa Muni suddenly appeared there. And Maharaj Amrish very reverentially greeted him, great respect. Oh, great Rishi, please come. I am about to break my Ekadasi fast. I want to invite you. We have prepared a very beautiful feast of so many preparations. You also come. So then Durvasa Muni said, yes, I will very gladly accept. But first I must go to bathe before I accept any meal. So now he left and he went to bathe in the Jamuna River. In the meantime, Amrish Maharaj was waiting for him to return. And he was had the Brahmins there advising him that that time period of breaking his fast was now coming to a close. Any minute it was going to be finished. But Amrish Maharaj, he did not want to break the rule of offending such a guest by taking his meal before him. But at that time, he asked his Brahmin advisors, what can I do? Because I have to break the fast, otherwise I will lose everything. So they advised him, okay, one thing you can do, you can take some Sharanamrita, the water that has washed the lotus feet of the Lord. This is considered both breaking the fast and also not breaking the fast. So at that time, Amrish Maharaj, he took in his palm some Sharanamrita, and he sipped this. And Durvasa Rishi, because he's a mystic yogi, he he could understand, although he was some distance away, oh, this this king, he has offended me by accepting some foodstuffs before I did, his revered guest. And then Devasa Rishi became very, very fierce, very angry. And he then took a hair from his head and he recited a mantra and he threw the hair on the ground, and suddenly a very big, powerful, fiery demon was manifested there. And he instructed this demon to go and to kill Maharaj Ambarish. So suddenly Maharaj Ambarish saw this demon coming from a distance. And Maharaj Ambarish, being such a pure devotee of Krishna, only he was folding his palms and praying to the Supreme Lord. And so this demon came closer and closer, this fiery, ferocious demon. And what happened then? Suddenly, the Sudarshan Chakra, the eternal weapon of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, it came there immediately in the sky to protect Maharaj Ambarish. And suddenly this Sudarshan Chakra completely finished this fiery demon. And now the Sudarshan Chakra started going toward Durvasa Rishi. And when Durvasa Rishi saw the fiery, powerful weapon of Lord Narayan coming toward him, he became completely afraid, and he began to run very fast. Because Durvasa was a mystic yogi, he could fly off into the sky. And Durvasa Rishi, with the speed of mind, he began to fly through the universe to flee away from the Sudarshan Chakra. But the Sudarshan Chakra kept following him, very, very near to him. And from behind, he kept looking, but still it was following. And it was also burning him with such a very severe heat. But he kept on running and running. And he decided that he would go to Lord Shiva and ask Lord Shiva to help him. When he came to Lord Shiva, he fell at his feet. Please, please save me from this Sudarshan Chakra. You are very dear to Lord Krishna, Lord Narayan. Lord Shiva said, I cannot. Unfortunately, it is the Sudarshan Chakra of Lord Narayan. And you better go to Lord Brahma. Then Durvasa Rishi fled again to the abode of Lord Brahma. And there he fell at Lord Brahma's lotus feet. And Lord Brahma also told him, I cannot help you. You have to go to Lord Narayan. So then finally Durvasa Rishi, he fled all the way to the abode of Lord Narayan within the material world. This Vishnu form of the Lord within this world, a Vaikuntha planet. So now when he went to that place, he came and he fell at the feet of Lord Narayan directly, and with the Sudarshan Chakra chasing him. And when he came there, he begged Lord Narayan himself, Lord Vishnu, please, please save me. But what did Lord Vishnu say? He said, Aham bhakta paradino hyasvatantra iva dvija sadubir grasta ridayo bhaktayar bhakta janapriya. He said, Aham bhakta paradino, I am not independent of my bhakta. I am completely dependent upon him. My bhakta, he is in my heart, and I am in my bhakta's heart. Even those who are the bhaktas of my bhakta, they are very dear to me. So, sadhubir hridaya mahyam, sadhunam hridaya tvaham. The sadhu, he does not know anything but me. And I also don't know anything but the sadhu. So therefore, you have offended my pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarish. There is only one way for you to be freed from this Sudarshan Chakra. I cannot independently call him off. You will have to go to my pure devotee and surrender at his lotus feet. So then immediately, Durvasa Rishi, he began racing as fast as he could. And finally he came back here to the earthly plane, and there was Maharaj Ambarish waiting with folded palms and praying. Yeah? Why was he praying? He was praying that the Sudarshan Chakra would not finish Durvasa Rishi. And Durvasa Rishi came there and he fell at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish, and Maharaj Ambarish immediately prayed to the Sudarshan Chakra. Please, he glorified the Sudarshan Chakra as the personal associate of Lord Vishnu. And then Sudarshan, he finally went away and disappeared. Now Durvasa Rishi was there at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish, and he was very joyful, but very astonished also. And he said, today, Aho Anantadasa Nam, today I have seen the glories of the pure devotees of the Supreme Ananta, the Supreme Unlimited Lord. Those pure devotees, they do not care for themselves, but they are so compassionate to others that even a person like myself who tried to kill them, what was their attitude? They wanted only to benedict them. So Maharaj Ambarish was my well-wisher. Oh, I'm glorifying you today, O Maharaj Ambarish. And then Ambarish, Maharaj, he was feeling very embarrassed because of pure devotee. He's very humble. And he said, oh great sage, Durvasa, you please, now you come. I have been waiting for one whole year that you will come and you will accept. And during that whole time that he was racing here and there, Maharaj Ambarish did not eat anything. He was waiting for Durvasa Rishi to come. So now Durvasa Rishi was very happy, and Maharaj Ambarish took prasad with Durvasa Muni. So Maharaj Ambarish is in the category of Shuddha Bhakta. Although, as Gurudev told, he is not a Siddha yet. He is not perfected, he has not reached the perfectional stage. And he is a sadhaka. He is a practitioner still, in the stage of practicing, but very high level, very high level. And why is he superior, in this sense, to Prahlad Maharaj? Because he was fully engaging himself, all of his senses, his mind and senses, everything, in the service, directly serving the Supreme Lord Krishna. And also, he was in a higher category, because his Ishtadev was not Lord Narayan, but Lord Krishna himself, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. So in this way there is a gradation of devotees. All bhakti is not the same. And even amongst the bhaktas who are doing uttama bhakti, pure bhakti, there are so many different gradations. So we will hear Srila Gurudev describing these other gradations coming up higher and higher, and finally to the topmost level of the Braj bhakti. Braj devotees of Krishna, the eternal associates of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Today, we have received a very sad, sorrowful message that a devotee of, disciple of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Puru Maharaj, from New York, he has left his body. He was pure bhakta, and he has served his Gurudev. And after his Gurudev, he is serving and helping in so many ways. We are indebted to him. He was bosom friend of mine, and we have lost today a pillar of bhakti, as he was. So I pray Krishna to be merciful, to sprinkle his mercy to him, that where he is, his soul is, he should be happy and peaceful, and he will increase his devotion in Krishna, and he should have Krishna friend. Only we can do. So today all we are lamenting for him and praying him that you should be merciful to, oh Guru Prabhu, you should be merciful to us that we can serve Gurudev like you. Then if Durvasa Rishi was running for 1 year, Sudarshan, at once in a second, he finished that demon. Lady. But why not to Durvasa? He can burn and cut the head of Durvasa in a second, in a moment, at once. But because Ambarish Maharaj was praying, oh Sudarshan Chakra,
don't give any pain. That is why. Secondly, Durvasa ji has done this to show but how high is Ambarish Maharaj. Even greater than Brahma Gyan. He was pure Bhakta. So, Achas. Thirdly, if he was 1 year, he took nothing until Rishi came and he gave him delicious fruit, prasadam. Then how he kept his ekadasi? How? In Dwadashi he used to do palan by only charanam. So his ekadasi, dwadashi, everything was okay. Now Ambarish Maharaj has served the deities only. He has gone to the places of Vrindavan, everywhere. He has, by remember the sweet pastimes of Krishna. He has heard always Krishna katha. But one thing, by his body and senses, he had not served properly to Supreme Lord. Only he has remembered. But Premi Bhakta Hanuman, he has served Ram. He can message. His Ram can be toy. He may be hungry. So fruits from forest he used to collect and give them. When Sita was stolen, he jumped the ocean and went there and he burnt whole Lanka in ashes. And then he told Sita, you should come on my back, I will take. Oh no, Ram should come here. I will not touch anyone without Ram. And then he took his Chandrika and told, give me something that I will show Ram that I have discovered, I have seen. Then Sita gave and he went, returned back. And then again he, you know that how the bridge was done. And after that he has saved Ram and Lakshman from Sati, Sev and other things. Always serving, serving, serving. But one thing, he served only by Dasya Ras. He served. He cannot embrace Ram. He cannot give his sweet remnants to Ram. He cannot see on the same throne on Ram. He cannot go inside when Ram is with Sita. He cannot. So there is something less. So Pandavas are more superior. They are prem parbhakta. Why? Krishna became servant of Arjun. And Arjun told, take my chariot in the middle of the
army.
And he did like so. When his horses were
tired.
Oh, Krishna used to massage the legs of horses in them. And he used to serve the horses for Arjuna. Once Narad came to Shankar ji, I want to see a very, very high class of devotee in this world. Oh, he told that you should go to Indraprastha. And there you should go to the palace of Arjuna. He went there and he saw. What he saw? In a bed, same palank. Krishna is sleeping, Arjuna is sleeping together. But Arjuna, he was in the feet of Krishna, and Krishna feet was on the head of both. Arjuna embracing his feet, Krishna embracing his Arjuna feet, and from the core of all core of Arjuna, oh Krishna, Krishna, Krishna was. Seeing this, Narada Rishi was very happy and he began to sing the glories of Arjuna. So, not even only that, Krishna has given his sister Subhadra and he has become Sala, brother-in-law of Arjuna. Not only that, he has taught Abhimanyu all astra and everything and always serving. Hanuman serving to Ram, but Krishna serving to Arjuna, Draupadi, Maharaj Yudhishthir and others, like brothers, like Sakha. In them, mostly to Draupadi, he used to tell Sakhi. But there is something, what as per Jamuna always, in the battle of Mahabharata, Arjuna, Krishna showed him Vishwaru.
Universal form.
And lakhs and lakhs of mouths, very big, big. Fire coming everywhere. And all are within the teeth of Vishwaru. All are dying. Krishna told that all are dead. You should nimitta matra bhava sabya sachi. Don't fear that I am killing. Oh, they are by their karma, they are all killed by me. Arjuna saw this and began to pray, Prabhu, I have done wrong, some offenses in lot of people. That I have told you, hey Sakha, hey Krishna, bring my chariot here and there, serve my horses. Oh, please excuse me. From now, I will not do like this. So, Arjuna Bhakti is like Aswarya. More than this, Jadvansi and among them, Uddhav is Prematur Bhakta. But you know, Krishna told him, I have told you, Krishna told that go to Vrindavan and pacify my father and mother. He sent Uddhav not to pacify him. He knew, without me, my going, they will not be satisfied. So he wanted that Uddhav should go and take training in the college of Prem, where principal is Radhika. Vishakha and Lalita are professor of the subjects. He should go and learn what is Prem, and then he should return back, and then I will talk with him and I will lessen my suffering or bitter separation for Radhika and all gopis, my father, mother and son. He went there, but he was not admitted in the because he was unfit. Gopis asked him some questions, but he could not reply. So he turned back, but he saw the glory of gopis, and then he began to tell, Asa Maho Sarandare Yushama Vrindavane Kimapukul Madhya Pau. Oh, I want to be a dust so that I want to be Trina Gulma. crosses, blade of cross, on which gopi will keep that thick dust there, and my life will be successful. And then he told also, Yavai Siyasit Ajadhi Apta Kamai, so Vaishwarais Apta. Yogeshwarai Yavai Siyachit Ajadhi Apta Kamai Yogeshwarai Jadatma Nirasa Kostya Krishna Satat Bhagavat Charanar Vindam Nastam Tanesh Vijahupaya. Both Brahman, Shankar and others meditating the feet of Krishna, but that feet not coming in their meditation, and that by that field gopis kept that 4 feet on their breast, and they took away this the calm frame of Krishna also satisfied. Not there the thought which was in the heart of Krishna. Oh, they removed it. Bande Nanda Praje Sri Nam Padre Ma Vikrasa Jasa Kari Kathodji Purat Bhuvanat Traya. I'm doing Vandana, I'm doing Pranam to go to Gopi Lotus Feet. One even one dust. The Harikatha told by all the Gopis, especially in Brahmargi, Gopigi, Venugi, people who purify whole world, and then put forth the glory of Gopis and turn back to Krishna and told, you must go, otherwise Gopi will die. I could not satisfy. There is so much things to say. Now I'm stopping here. You should try to follow all the instructions. I wanted to tell the sweet pastimes of Krishna, but this time I could not tell. If I will come again, very sweet pastimes from boyhood to last Brahmar Gita I will tell. Go Premanandi. You can tell. Shivarani wants to
also, the devotees who took initiation today and have done collection, bhiksha, they should bring to Shiva Guru.
They have given.
Anyone who has not given, they can personally bring to Shiva Guru now and give to Guru. Om Jayanti
Rindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksura Maritanya Chasmai Sri Guru Vindana. So I want to make a couple of minutes presentation to urge everyone, now, tomorrow and the next day, you'll be going back to your homes. Some of you live in different countries, some in different cities. I've been traveling around with Srila Gurudev on his tours for many, many years, and I've heard him urge all the devotees at his festivals to please purchase not only one set of his books. Sometimes he would request everyone to take 10 books of the set. If there's 15 books in a set, then to get 150 books and distribute them amongst your friends, relatives, co-workers, people that you meet. Minimum, especially those who are aspiring to take initiation from Srila Gurudev, and those who have just taken initiation from him, to get at least one set. We just came from the Philippines, and everybody is poor there. One devotee, disciple of Srila Gurudev, he only had one set, but he shared it with so many people, and then 16 people took initiation from Gurudev just by sharing his one set. What to speak of if we get many books? These are not ordinary books. They're Radharani herself, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself, Sri Rupa Goswami himself, Krishna himself, Krishna in book form. A few years ago in California, Srila Gurudev was explaining how he had just published so many of these books, like Bhajan Rahasya, Brahma Samhita,